The West Live.
The West Live.
With Tim Clark for Ben O'Shea.
Now, from the sublime to the victorious, a lottery winner who's found a unique way to tell his wife that...
Yes.
She'd won.
So over in our parts, in the northern suburbs, there's been a lotto winner, managed to score himself a cool $1 million. Went into the shop, found out the traditional way that they got the winning ticket. Bought the ticket without their partner's knowledge, which, I mean, to me, says we could have kept this to yourself,
exactly,
mate. But, you know, rookie mistake there. He's gone and got this win, found out it's wonderful, phoned his wife to tell her, like, this is the best. So they're from Hocking. Hocking with a H, that is, not Hocking.
Hocking.
not Hocking, said the Huddersfield way. So anyway, so they're from Hocking. He's phoned her up and said, well, I've won $1 million. She didn't believe him. She thought he were winding her up. He had to get all the customers to yell it down the phone to her to convince her that it was the real deal. And yeah, they're $1 million richer. It is anonymity is gone. Everybody
Christmas.
Knows now.
Oh, no,
everyone
really?
In the northern suburbs party. Knows who's getting a good Christmas this year.
Just don't invite the vet to the party. Might get a bit too big.
But yeah, it was a lovely story. It's always nice, isn't it, to hear of people winning money. And
I haven't had that much luck on the lottery. I mean, so you slide the ticket underneath, right, and then you get the winner. But if you win the big one, the bells and whistles go off and like confetti cannons go off.
I think it's like Squid Game where they've got a big piggy bank above your head, Tim. It all just falls down.
I don't know, because it'd be like, so you slide your ticket underneath and they do the barcode scan and that, and it just says winner.
Yeah, but I've then had this and I've won like $7.
Yeah, and then there's a button you can press, do you want to know the amount? Like, that's like, well, of course you want to know the amount.
No, what if you just want to, like, everybody knows they've probably won $7, right? But you just want to think for just that moment. Oof, I could
Well, the last time it happened to me, I was stood there for like 20 seconds going, what am I going to spend it on? What car am I going to buy? And then I hit it. It was like $7.80.
Yeah, and that's it. Pays for your next ticket.
Thing, I've always wanted to see the inside of the winner's lounge at Lottery West.
Oh, don't we all, Tim?
What would the lux be on that? And,
can you imagine that?
Champagne and floor to ceiling. And
I mean, Ben and I say this a lot, but I want to know, what would be the first thing, really, that you'd spend it on?
Don't know.
I'll go fill my car up, because you know the price of fuel these days.
Well, that's half your winnings gone right there. the usual rubbish.
I got a book holiday, mate.
Yeah, book a holiday, buy a new car, put some away for a rainy day.
Yeah. Would you quit work? And I'm saying this, no repercussions here, right? If any boss is listening.
Depends how much I won. If I'd won 50, with a big bloody Powerball thing.
And you get bored. I'd get bored.
I would get bored. I'd have a word with the editor, see if I could come in like 2 days a week. Just hang around the office.
Just like walk round in like Louis Vuitton suits and
exactly.
Whatnot.
just dropping pineapples in the toilet just for someone like to pick up. I'd get bored as well, but I'm sure I'd find something to do.